Oh yeah, so then the point here was that just one sec. We'll continue with the 101 Priya, whatever. About just being allowed to enjoy life and do your thing. So yeah, if you find yourself sitting in your home as I do now, well, with my altar there and I listen to Prabhupada there and I enjoy life with God. And again, I hear that voice from within, you don't have to do anything. In other words, you can just be here with me, says God. And I mean, the story how I got that is amazing. And it has to be told here. I think I want to make a cartoon about that. Let's see. If it shows up, you'll find it here. Somewhere. The point being that if you find yourself sitting here now, in peaceful surroundings, feeling reasonably safe and taken care of, as I feel, and many of us here, fortunately, thanks God, in this part of the world. Of course, yes, thanks God. That's an important thought. Thank God for what you have. You show gratitude and to someone and someone wants to give more, isn't it? But, yeah. So here I am and I just enjoy myself. Just me and Darya Gear, Darya Gornitaya, here on my home digital altar, and I'm satisfied. This is reality, and Darwin is here. And the only difference between me being in the material world and in Vrindavan is my consciousness. Now, when you're Vrindavan is in your heart, then that's where you are. And when your mind and heart is in Vrindavan, with Radha and Krishna and the gopis and gopas and your home, it's a consciousness. But then also being there, acting there. Not just pretending to be there. In order to get some income or benefits, whatever. I mean, again, we need to see, sorry, I'm sounding critical, but this is a bit what I'm talking about, that if we are all of us just ourselves, not pretending to be something else, or someone else, or big, small, this and that, and I think the relationships between devotees would be so much more relaxed. I know that this is going on now. I mean, I'm talking a little bit as an old-timer. when we were more pretentious, so to speak. I'm neophyte in another word. Because you tend to start with that when you are a kid. You pick up the dress code and the this and the that, and some they're just Indian romantics, and many hippies were like that. But of course we learned that Prabhupada and the Acharya, Bhagavat Acharya, said they had a much, much deeper and broader vision. But this is all about things going on in the heart for each and every one of us. Whether we sit in Sweden, in India, in China, wherever, Africa, America. Global North, Global South. So it's beautiful. This yoga, bhakti yoga path, which you, I'm quite sure, will find other words for in other cultures. And which you find in all religions, but on that level there, that I, and many of me say, is the original, the real one, the spiritual, the enlightened platform there, of, based on love, and we, not me, and all of that, right? So, not just you follow our religion, otherwise we kill you, things like that, so... We are learning, we humans. And today, I would say, faster than ever, at least that's what we... can do. Okay.